our Heavenly Father in the name of the Lord Jesus. Somebody say amen to that. We love you this morning. And we celebrate the power of your resurrection. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, not only today, but every day, the power of your resurrection in our lives. And I thank you, Lord, today for the congregation of the saints. Even as we worship you together, Lord, this morning, we go now into thy word, and the entrance of your word brings light. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for that light that you will bring this morning. And glorify yourself in the message of the Lord this morning. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Can somebody say hallelujah? Somebody say praise the name of the Lord. Well, this is church. So if I say something that makes you excited, feel free to shout. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't want any kind of church where people are so civilized that they can't praise the name of God. Or they can't shout the victory or shout the glory and so forth. So I want to see some exciting people in the house of God. Amen. So if I say, but I guarantee you, before the end of this service, you will be shouting. Amen. Because God's got a word for every one of us today. And I'm first going to read the scripture before I tell you what I'm going to preach about and just introduce it this way. And I'm going to read, first of all, here in Deuteronomy chapter 32. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak the word of the Lord this morning. And hear, O earth, in fact, hear, O saints of the living God that are sitting in here, and everybody that will be listening to it later on audio, hear the words that God will bring by my mouth this morning. Let my doctrine drop this morning as the rain. Let my speech distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender earth, and as the showers upon the grass. And I will publish, I'm going to publish the name of the Lord this morning. And I want everybody to ascribe greatness. Greatness unto our God. Come on, give the Lord a praise in here. Ascribe greatness unto the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, this morning, God raises the dead. Do you believe? Now, that's my title of my message this morning. God raises the dead. Do you believe? Now, let's start here at 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And I am going to read verses 9 and 10. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves. See? Now, the sentence of death, and I'm going to talk about that in a few minutes. You have the sentence, see, we have the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raises the dead, who has delivered us from so great a death, and does deliver us. And he will yet deliver us. Hallelujah, somebody. Now, God has fixed this sentence of death to the end that we should find nothing after him, but that your eyes may be upon the Lord. Now, some of you are carrying around this sentence of death, but God's going to change that this morning. God's going to raise the things that are dead in your life. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You may have your dreams, your hopes, your aspirations, your desires, your goals, maybe dead, or dying, or decaying. But God raises the dead. Hallelujah. God never buries the dead. He raises the dead. Praise the name of the Lord. And the whole world today, at least many millions of people in the world today, are testifying to the fact that God raises the dead. Hallelujah, somebody. Because, the world is marking today the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if God didn't raise the dead, then God didn't raise up Christ. But because we know that God raised up Christ, we are assured that God raises the dead. Hallelujah. And you want to listen to this message this morning because the Lord's got a blessing in it for you. Now, what we are going to do this morning, hallelujah, is to go, we're going to show the power of God and the promises of God, you know, that can bring back those things in your life that are either dying or dead already. And somebody say amen. Hallelujah, because there is the power of Christ's resurrection in there this morning. And it is present to heal, and it is present to resurrect. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to read Romans chapter 4 and verse 17. Romans chapter 4 and verse 17. He says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, talking to Abraham, you know, and so forth, he believed. He said, even God, the last part of the verse is where I'm going, even God who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Now God is able. Hallelujah, somebody. Praise God. He can call anything the way he wants it. Amen. And even the things that are gone, gone in your life, God call them back. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lazarus, 4 days in the grave. And already, they said, by now, his flesh has already seen corruption. And Jesus said, if thou canst only believe, thou wouldest see the power of God. Lazarus, come forth. Hallelujah. Because God is able to bring those things, whether dead or buried, whether dying or decayed, he can bring the corruption, he can bring it back in incorruption. And he can bring life out of the things that are dead. And so he will do it for you this morning. If you believe it, say amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1. I'm laying a foundation for this message, and then I'm going to say something the Lord wants me to do. I'm going to do that here. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1. And you have he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. See, now, those of you, you know, who have given your lives to the Lord, this scripture, you know, is talking about the change that came in your life. Yes, amen. The change when you were dead in sin and trespasses, Jesus quickened you and he made you alive. Now let me say this to everybody that's in the house. If you are here today and you haven't received this quickening, if you haven't given your life to the Lord, you are still dead. You are dead in sins and trespasses. That's right. But Jesus can make you alive this morning. Because there is room at the cross. And the power of his resurrection is here. Don't let your pride keep you from the cross. Can somebody say amen? Oh, I can feel that. I just felt that in the spirit. Because there's somebody here that said, well, you know, I don't know about that. Yes, the Lord is the one that can quicken you. Hallelujah, somebody. Praise God. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 13. I'm still laying a foundation by reading the scriptures to show you how God quickens the dead. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, have he quickened. See, that's to make alive. He has quickened you together with him, having forgiven you all your sins and all your trespasses. Is there anybody in the house that is forgiven? Oh, you don't sound like people that are forgiven. Blessed is the man whose sins are forgiven, whose transgressions are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, my sins are forgiven. Amen. Praise God. And he has put within me the new nature. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Hallelujah. God doesn't forgive your sin for you to just go right back into sin. Oh no. You know. The seed of God, once that light strikes that seed, they will stay on the path of righteousness. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. I don't care how long you've been in sin, but once that light strikes that seed, You better stay on those paths of righteousness unless you are not deceived. But if you are, oh yes, he said, my sheep follow me. Hallelujah. And I give unto them eternal life. And no man can pluck them from my hands. Because the Father who gave them to me is stronger than all. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Now let's talk about the what God does in quickening the dead. Let's talk about the process of how he does this resurrection. Now, of course, everybody knows, today they're talking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Well, let me start from that, but that's not my message this morning. But let me start from that. Because Jesus said, as Jonah was in the belly of a whale, 3 nights and 3 days. Amen. So we know he was complete 3 nights and 3 days. Not this Friday to Sunday thing that people celebrate. But nonetheless, 3 nights and 3 days. Amen. In the earth. See. And but he got out of there just before his body would see corruption. Because David prophesied the Holy Ghost, thou shalt not leave my soul in hell. Yeah. Neither shalt thou allow my flesh to see corruption. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah, somebody. Yeah. You think David was talking about himself? No, he was talking by the Spirit of God about the Lord. And there is a prophetic spirit in here this morning. And I'm going to order the prophetic word of God that he gave me all night long for every one of you here this morning. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, so we know Jesus, he went to the grave. See? Oh yeah, and he did a lot of things, But the part that I want to talk about, two things I want to talk about. One of the things that he did while he died was he whooped the devil.
Yeah.
Amen, somebody. The Bible says he spoiled principalities and powers. He made an open show of them. He nailed your sins to the cross. Hallelujah, somebody. So when the enemy comes and says, well, you know, have you seen such and such? Jesus said, all I see is the blood. Hallelujah. Praise God. The accuser of the brethren, he has nothing on you anymore, for those of you who are in Christ Jesus. Give a Lord a hand clap for that. Hallelujah. Now that's the one thing that he did. But the next thing that he did was he blasted out of that grave. Hallelujah. The grave could not hold him down. He got out of that grave, boy. And he told them. And this is the part that where this message is going this morning. See, Jesus, he prophesied that word to himself before he went to that cross. He said, as Jonah was, so it will be with the Son of Man. But he said, beyond that, see, that was then, this is now. See, here's what I'm going to do. You destroy this temple. Hallelujah! And in 3 days, I will raise it up again. And you say, I will raise it up, Oh, absolutely. Oh yes, and he began to prophesy that word to himself. He began to prophesy the word to himself. And I'm going to do the same thing for some of you this morning. Some of you are going to learn to do that for yourselves this morning. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the devil, the princes of this world, if they would have known the glory that would afterwards be revealed, they would never have killed the Prince of Peace. But he had it all planned. Amen. Oh yes, he had it all planned. Praise God. Jesus said in John chapter 12 and verse 24, except a corn of wheat falling to the ground and die, it abided alone. And he was talking about himself. See, as long as Jesus was there, he was abiding alone. He was the only begotten. But when he died, the Bible says he became the firstborn among many brethren. Hallelujah, somebody. By giving up his life, he received millions of souls instead. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I'm going to talk about that process of death and resurrection this morning. That's what I want to talk about. So turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And I'm going to read, starting at verse 36. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting at verse 36. Now in this scripture, Paul is arguing with those that claim that there is no resurrection. So he's going to prove by the Spirit of the Lord that there is indeed a resurrection. There is indeed a resurrection. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 36. Thou fool, he told them. Amen?
Amen.
Oh boy, he didn't ever tell them. So yes, everybody that says that there is no resurrection, the scripture calls them a fool right here. Amen. Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened, except it dies. See, if you put a corn of wheat into the ground, it's not going to be made alive unless it first dies. It's going to die. It's going to decay. See, it's going to become rotten. The flesh, the body of that little grain is going to wither away. And then out of that death, God, the power of resurrection that he has built into every seed, wherein he said, let every seed bring forth of its kind. The word once spoken by God stood fast until this day. What God once ever commanded, it is always done. Hallelujah. He spoke to every seed. He said, let every seed bring forth of its kind. He spoke it one time. Until this day, every seed must bring forth of its kind. Hallelujah. But some of you have some dead seed in here this morning. Oh yeah. But by the power of his resurrection, the word that God is bringing to you this morning is going to bring life to that seed. Can somebody say amen? Oh, hallelujah. He says, you are a fool as long as you don't understand that what you sow is not, you know, it's not going to live until first it dies. And that which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but you sow the bare grain. See, that it may be chance of wheat or whatever, but God gives it a body as it has pleased him. And to every seed, oh my, his own body. Now I can preach a whole message on that, but I got to stay on track with this one. Amen. Praise God. Now verse 42. Now, so also, and that's where I'm going this morning, so also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. Hallelujah. Some of you have sown some seeds and they are corrupted. But God is fixing to change all of that. Can I get a witness in the house? It is sown in corruption, but it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, but it is raised in the glory and the power of God. Woo! Hallelujah. It is sown in weakness, but it is raised in power. A natural body first, but then a spiritual body. And he goes on and on and on and on. Oh my. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to let that soak into you for just a few minutes, and I'm going to give you this next scripture, and then we will go into the revelation of this message. Praise God. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 14. This is the call of the word of the Lord unto you this morning. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. Now, you say, he's talking to those that say, yeah, you know, wherever, you know. But this is the message to you this morning. There are the things that are sleeping and dead in your life. And you're going to speak the word of the Lord this morning. To those things that are sleeping, see, first of all, a little slumber and a little folding of the arms. See, the next thing, it moves into deep slumber, and the next thing, it becomes dead. See? And that's the same with many of you in here. Some of your hopes, by a little discouragement, that somebody with some unbelief told you you couldn't do it, and then all of a sudden you gave up. Somebody still with me this morning? You gave up because some unbelief told you you could not do it. See, some discouragement. Now that's Satan's number one, too, is discouragement. You know, so he comes and he discourages you. And the next thing you know, a little slumber on your dreams, a little folding of the arms. The next thing you know, your dreams, your goals, your aspirations, your desires, they begin to go to sleep. They fall into a deep slumber. And now they are dead. But hear the word of the Lord this morning. He says, He wants you to speak to the things that are dead. And He wants you to say, awake, thou that sleepest. Whatever thing is sleeping and dead in your life, I want you this morning in this message of the Lord, that you will speak the word of the Lord to that thing and say, arise, and Christ shall give you life by the power of His resurrection. Can somebody say hallelujah in heaven? By the power of Christ's resurrection, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now listen to His promises, and then we are going to declare the prophetic word in here this morning. Listen to His promises. Isaiah chapter 25 and verse 8. Isaiah 25 and verse 8. He said, He will swallow up death in victory. Oh my. The Lord God will wipe away tears. Hallelujah, somebody. Some of you are brokenhearted. You are heaviness of spirit and so forth. You know, and the things that are dead in your life, God is going to swallow them all in victory. Hallelujah. He's going to bring a new life. In the from the decay, you know, from all of that death and so forth, He's going to bring a new life. Listen to it again in Isaiah 26 and verse 19. He said, Thy dead shall live. Amen. Praise God. Thy dead shall live. See, now in the original, the man is not there because it's written in italics. The dead shall live together with my Gentile. Woo! Shall they arise? Are we celebrating the resurrection of Christ, or are we celebrating the resurrection of Christ today? So the things that are dead in your life, together with His resurrection, they will arise this morning. Can somebody say hallelujah? Together with my resurrection, He said, shall the dead things in your life, shall they arise this morning. Praise God. Now let me show you how exactly He's going to do it. In Job chapter 14. Job chapter 14. I'm going to show you exactly how He's going to do it through this message. Starting at verse 7. He says, there is yet hope of a tree, that if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branches thereof will not cease. Oh, you say, when a tree is cut down, there's still hope for it. Now listen to this. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, see, though it's dying, here's what happens. And though the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water, oh yes, my doctrine shall drop this morning as the rain. Oh, that's why I read that scripture to you in the beginning. Through the scent of water that God is bringing through this word this morning. Some things that are dead in your life, like this dead tree, when it receives water again, when that life strikes it again, it will arise again. There is hope that when a tree is cut down, there is hope when the root is decaying, that through the scent of water, the washing of water, oh, by the word this morning, through the word that the Holy Spirit and the prophetic spirit is bringing this morning, the dead things in your life will receive a new scent of water, and they shall come alive again. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Now let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 37. And here's where we're going to begin to close this message and go into the prophetic part of this ministration. Amen. In Ezekiel chapter 37, we're going to see how God gives us an example of how He does these things that I'm talking about. Calling the things that are not, see, as though they are. Bringing things that are dead back to life. I'm going to show how this morning, how the Lord, He showed Ezekiel how to do it. Ezekiel didn't exactly know how to do it. You know, so he told him, he took him to this place. In Ezekiel 37, so he took him to, you know, a valley. And the valley was full of bones. There are some bones in here this morning. Amen? Instead of flesh, there are bones. Instead of life, there is deafness. But there is also the power of his resurrection. Hallelujah. He says the light shines brightest when it is darkest. Oh my. And for the things that are decaying in your life, that power of resurrection is here this morning. So he said to Ezekiel, he said, son of man, what do you see? And he said, well, you know, I see a bunch of bones. They're all dry, you know, they look like they've been here forever. You know. That's what he saw. See, with the natural eye, that's what people see. All they see is dead bones. Dryness. No hope, despair. This is what people see. But the Lord, he sees something else. The Lord, he sees something else in your life. In fact, when the enemy said, you know, about you, see, the Lord, he saw beyond all your faults. And he went to the cross for you. So he saw that pearl of great price, the Bible said. Hallelujah. And he went for that price. That's you sitting in here today. The Lord, he went for it. Hallelujah. Oh yeah, there's some dead things in your life. You look around, you see the deadness. See, if I hold up, you know, a bush of roses in here this morning. Some of you might only see the thorns. But the Lord, he sees the rose of Sharon. Hallelujah! Yeah. He can bring that rose of Sharon even out of the midst of the thorns. Praise God. So Ezekiel, he saw the dryness. He saw the deadness. He saw the dead bones. And he noticed, you know, he wondered, why in the world is the Lord asking me this? And he said, so he asked him, he said, son of man, can these bones live again? See, God who raises the dead, do you believe this morning? Can these bones live again, he asked him. And Ezekiel was smart. He said, well, I don't know, Lord, but you know all things. So the Lord's going to show him here how to do it. Praise God. And this is the message in here this morning. The Lord's going to show you how to do it. So the Lord, he tells Ezekiel. Amen. Praise God. He turns to Ezekiel and said, all right, I'm going to show you how to do it. I'm going to show you how to bring these bones back to life. You, Ezekiel, prophesy unto these bones. You can say, prophesy unto the bones. I know you sent me to prophesy to the people, but prophesy to the bones. He said, prophesy unto these bones. Hallelujah, somebody. Prophesy means speak the word of a living God. That's what prophesy means. Speak the word to these bones. And I'm going to speak the word to some dead bones in here this morning. And you are going to speak the word to some dead dreams in your life. You're going to say to those things, awake! Arise! Thou that sleepest and thou dead, Christ, by the power of his resurrection, shall give you life. Hallelujah, suffer! You're going to say that in here this morning. Prophesy unto these dry bones and say, oh, ye dry bones. That's right. That's what the Lord said to Ezekiel. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Now that's the word of the Lord. That's not the word of Ezekiel. Oh no. The word of Ezekiel can't get the job done. But the word of a living God gets the job done every single time. Hallelujah. And that word always sustains itself. Once the word is spoken, it cannot be broken. And it cannot return forward. In fact, the scripture went so far as saying that the word of the Lord might be fulfilled, which God already spoke. So he begins to engineer things into place to make that word to come to pass. Hallelujah, somebody. Prophesy unto these bones and say, see, God always foretells what he's going to do. See, he always tells in advance. He just doesn't do things. He'll tell first. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, the Lord always tells in advance what he will do. Amen. And he said, prophesy unto these bones. He said, thus saith the Lord God unto these bones. Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live again. Amen, somebody. Amen. And these are all the things that have decayed, you know, from the flesh. The sinews have decayed. I'm going to bring them back. The flesh that has decayed, I'm going to bring them back. The skin that has rotten away, I'm going to bring it back. And I'm going to put breath in you, and ye shall be, and ye shall know that I am the Lord God. Hallelujah. Now, so Ezekiel said, so I prophesied as I was instructed. And that's what you're going to do in here this morning. We're going to prophesy as the word of the Lord is going to instruct us. And when he did, listen to what happened in verse 7. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. Oh my. You say a noise? Yes, because when the Lord gives the word, great is the company that publishes it. Oh yeah. Some people begin, you know, some forces begin to mobilize to carry out that word. And they are called angels that excel in strength. You can find that in Psalm 103 and verse 20. He says, the angels of God that excel in strength, they are hearkening to the voice of his word. They are waiting for that command from you. When you speak the word of the Lord, there is a noise in the heavens. There is a mobilization. Hallelujah, somebody. Some forces begin to mobilize. You say, oh man, it's time. It is time. We're on. Amen. They're always waiting for action. They don't get enough action, you know, those forces. You know, sometimes they're bored because the believers, you know, don't command, you know, things by the word of the Lord. See, but when you begin to put the word of the Lord into action, oh, those forces say, yeah, let's mobilize. It's time. It is time. Amen. Praise God. So there is a noise as they prepare. Then there was a shaking. Oh my. Praise God. There's always a shaking because the enemy, he will try to resist. Oh, what the Lord is doing. But I guarantee you, the Lord said, one more time, I shake all things. Hallelujah. And that which cannot be shaken shall remain. Oh yeah. So the Lord, he sent exactly, he sent the shaking. Oh yeah. Among the bones. And now, Ezekiel began to look and he said, and behold, the bones begin to come together. Bone to his bone. My. And you say, have you ever seen a sight like that? I mean, Ezekiel, he almost wanted to run away because he'd never seen anything like it, you know. But he knew the voice of the Lord. So he stayed right there with him. I'm going to see this great sight. I'm going to see the end of this thing, you know. So he stayed right there with him. And the Lord, he began to do that and bring the bones back. And when I beheld, and lo, the sinews and the flesh began to come up upon them, and the skin covered them, you know, and all of these things, the flesh and all of these things began to come back. But there was still one thing missing. There was still no breath. All that shaking, all that mobilization, they all came back, but they were still like zombies. No breath in there. Oh yes. And then the Lord, he does these things in stages. Don't ever get ahead of the Lord. Amen. Don't ever try to get ahead of the Lord. If you listen to the message last week in due season, you know, he calls the season. He knows what he's doing. Amen. He's the Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. So now he says to him, you know, well, the job is not yet done. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to prophesy to the wind this time. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh yeah. The four winds of heavens. Hallelujah. Let them come. Let them come now. See, I say to them, oh breath, breathe upon this plain that they may live. Oh my. Hallelujah. Praise God. Does that remind you of a story in the book of John 11? when he called Lazarus out of the grave, he came out and he was still bound with grave clothes. Amen. He came out of the grave, but he was still bound with grave clothes. And Jesus, he said, set him loose. Amen. Set him loose. So we're going to do this in stages this morning. We're going to prophesy to the things that are dead and decayed. And they're going to come back. And we're going to prophesy to the forces. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, God one time he said to Job, do you understand, you know, the things that are happening in the heavens? But Job, he thought he was pretty smart. You know, and the Lord said, do you understand the things that are happening in the heavens? Can you find the sweet influences of the clear heat? See? Can you speak to the heavens and then make them to bring things to pass on the earth? That's pretty much what he's saying. Amen. And I said, oh my, you know, that one's beyond me. He said, well, you know, then you better keep quiet. Because you are darkening knowledge by your foolishness. Praise God. Hallelujah. But here this morning, we understand how God does this work. We're going to speak the word of the Lord. See, it's the word of the Lord that brings the things into motion. It's not exactly just what I say. No, but when I say what God already said. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. Or you can say whatever you want all day long. Don't mean nothing. Because in the book of Lamentations, chapter 3 and verse 37, he said, who is it that saith? And it cometh to pass when the Lord has not commanded it. So you can say anything you want all day long. It's not going to mean anything. But if you say what God has already commanded, that's the quickest way to get answers to your prayers. Can somebody say amen in here? Hallelujah. And that's exactly what we are going to do this morning. The Lord has already commanded the four winds to be at attention, waiting for Ezekiel's command. They're just waiting. So the Lord said, here's what you're going to do. You speak to those winds, because I already said them, waiting for your word. You speak to them. Hallelujah. And they will obey. And Ezekiel said, oh my. So I prophesied again, as he commanded me. And the breath began to come upon all those bones and the sinews and the flesh and all of that thing. And my head stood up an exceeding great army. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now some of you may have some things that are dead this morning. We're going to the prophetic part of this ministration right now. Some of you may have things that are dead in your life. See, even the deadness of the womb cannot stand against the word of God. Can somebody say amen? Oh yes. Praise God. Some of you have dead seed, I told you before. You have sown, but you have not reaped anything. Praise God. Well, God is going to change all that. Can somebody believe that in here? God is going to raise the things that are dead. The seed that is dead in your life, the dreams, the hopes, and so forth, and even parts of your body that are dead. Organs in your body, doctors give you up. Hallelujah. Oh yes, listen to this. I am the God that healeth thee. Hallelujah. You know, that means he can heal your sicknesses. That means he'll heal your finances. That means he'll heal your emotions. That means he'll heal anything that needs healing. He'll bring sweetness into the bitter waters. Hallelujah. Praise God. And all the forces of heaven are waiting for the commandment of God. See, praise God. Because the commandment of God has already gone forth in the heavens. And they've already told those forces, you stand at attention now. And you wait for the command from my saints. And when they speak, you go into action. At once. And here's what they do. When they go into action, oh yeah, praise God. After they've gone and come, they come back and report to the Lord. And the Lord said, yeah. So what did you see? He said, well, I went to and fro the earth. And everything is addressed concerning your children. Hallelujah, somebody! But not all of your children exactly, but the ones that gave the command of faith. Hallelujah. Oh yeah. See, because some of you might still be under oppression. See, because you don't know exactly, see, the power of his resurrection just yet. Now, we're going to go into the prophetic part of this message this morning. If you are in here this morning, and you have things in your life that are dead, perhaps it's your seed that you have sown, but you have not reaped the reward. Perhaps it's your dreams that have died, Perhaps it's your cause. Perhaps it's even you yourself that are still dead in sins and trespasses. Because you have not come yet to the cross. Now, I don't want anybody to step out of these doors this morning without claiming your victory here this morning. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Because God doesn't guarantee you another day. And every message, in every service, the anointing is different for every service. The anointing for today is this service right now. That's for this service. Next service will be something different. So today is for you to take advantage of it. So today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If you hear the word of the Lord this morning, the word that is able to bring that sense of water to your situation, harden not your hearts this morning. I want everybody to stand to your feet this morning. Stand to your feet this morning. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord this morning. Put your hands together this morning and say, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Now behold, saith the Lord. Prophesy to the things that are sleeping. Even the things that are dead. And even that which is about to die, hold fast unto it, saith the Lord. I speak my word this morning, and they shall receive the power of my resurrection. Can somebody believe that this morning? Do you believe that the power of his resurrection is here this morning to give life to the things that are dead? Whatever things are dead in your life, whatever things need quickening in your life this morning, now is the time, and we are going to speak the word of the Lord. This word that is coming this morning as a center, going to bring hope to the dead roots in the trees. It's going to bring hope again. We're going to speak to the four winds. We're going to speak to the dead bones that they will live again. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. And if you are here this morning, this may sound a little strange to you if you don't know the power of the Lord. But if you know his power, this is not strange at all. Amen. Praise God. Now, if you are here this morning, and you've never given your life to the Lord, what an appropriate day like this to come to the cross. Praise God. So if there's anybody here this morning that you want to turn your life over to God for the first time through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to invite you to come. Praise God. And if there's anybody here this morning that wants to God to raise the things that are dead in your life. Now God doesn't bury the dead. Now that's the job for the devil and unbelief. See, you know, to bury your hopes and your aspirations and your goals and so forth. God will reach down and he'll pull out the things that are dead and bring them to life again. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Now if you are in here this morning and you want some things resurrected in your life, I'm going to give you a few minutes to come to this altar and I'm going to declare the word of the Lord with you this morning. Now, I want anybody in this place, there are some things that have died. There are some things that are decaying. There are some things that need resurrection in your life. I want you to understand that the power of his resurrection is here this morning. The power of his resurrection, God who raises the dead, is here this morning to raise the things that are dead in your life. Now I want you to speak the word of God. I want each of you to begin to pray. Now, if this is your first time coming to the Lord, here's all you got to say. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. That's it. It's that simple. Hallelujah. It doesn't make it complicated. You know, you just say, Lord, have mercy upon me. Forgive my sins. I turn my life over to you. It's that simple. And if you are here as a believer, you need to step into the role, see, that God gave to Ezekiel in here. He said, prophesy. You prophesy. And Ephesians said, you say to the things that are dead, arise and awake thou that sleepest. Now, I want each one of you to begin to open your mouth that's in here this morning. And I'm going to agree with you. The Bible says a threefold cord is not quickly broken. That's you, that's the Lord, and that's me. This morning, we're going to believe God together. Speak to the things that are dead in your life. Speak to the things that are asleep in your life. And say, awake! Thou that sleepest. You know, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Christ shall give you life. Speak to your soul and say, oh my soul, why art thou disquieted within me? Hallelujah. Speak to your dreams. Speak to your goals. Speak to your seed that is dead. Hallelujah. And let's see how God will bring the power of his resurrection this morning. And he said, I shall put my spirit within you and ye shall live. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, Lord Jesus, we declare and have declared thy word this morning. The eternal word of God that cannot be broken. And the Lord, he will watch over it. It will accomplish the purpose where it is sent for. And it will finish the counsel of God in heaven this morning. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, look at all the people of God that have come before you this morning. And they brought their needs before you, Lord. Hallelujah. When the enemy told them there is no hope, when the enemy told them that things are dying in their life, there is a scent of water from your word this morning that brings hope again. Hallelujah. And as they begin together, we are going to prophesy to those things that are dead. And we're going to see newness here this morning. Now, hear ye the word of the Lord. Every dead hope and every dead dream and every dead goal and aspiration, and even those who are still dead in sicknesses and in sins and trespasses, and even the deadness of the womb, whatever it is, and your dead sin that you haven't brought anything home, hear ye the word of the Lord this morning. Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and the power of Christ's resurrection shall bring life in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, somebody. Put your hands together for the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Now, Lord, as it was in the days of Ezekiel, the Bible says, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Now, what he did for Ezekiel, he can do for you, and he's doing already this morning, if you believe it. Now, Lord, we speak to those four winds that you have already commanded. We speak to the forces of heaven that you have already given commandment on our behalf. The Bible says the angels of God, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister on behalf of the heirs of salvation? Those ministering spirits, they are already waiting for God's word to come out from your mouth. Praise God. Now we speak to the four winds in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak in the name of the Lord. Breathe upon the things that are dead. And bring a shaking, bring a coming together again. Hallelujah. A coming together, a lively hope again in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Resurrect, Lord, the things that are dead. Now there ought not to be a sick person in here this morning. For by his stripes, you were already healed. Hallelujah, somebody. Now, I want to challenge every sickness in here this morning. Well, I use that word challenge loosely because Jesus already moved those sicknesses. So there really isn't anything to challenge. You know, but nonetheless, I challenge every sickness and every disease that's in here this morning. Hallelujah. And the things that the palmer worm and the caterpillar and the locust and the, you know, all of these things are eating in your life, I will restore, saith the Lord. Amen. Now, Lord Jesus, the power of the Lord is present to heal. Move upon your people, Lord. Amen. Now, if you have any sickness and any disease anywhere in the part of your body, you can just put your hand on it. I'm going to believe God with you this morning. You can come back next week and give a testimony. Hallelujah, somebody. That's how quick God works. Jesus, move upon everybody, Lord, in this place this morning, Lord. And loosing every sickness and every disease from their body, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. And even those who are going to be hearing my voice through the sound of this audio later, in the name of the Lord Jesus, loosing sicknesses from their bodies. In Jesus' mighty name. And bring back, oh Lord, a resurrection of the things that are dead or decayed or dying in their lives by the power of the resurrection of Christ. Somebody shout hallelujah in here this morning. Somebody
Somebody jump for joy in here this morning. Hallelujah. Somebody put your hands together for the Prince of Peace in here this morning.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God who raises the dead, do you believe? Now, if you believe, guess what the Bible says? See, it says, if you believe, thou shalt have whatsoever thou sayest. But you have to say it. If you can say to the things that are dead in your life, if you can say to the mountain, be thou removed and cast yonder. But if you can also say to those things that are dead in your life, arise and awake, and Christ shall bring life again. If you can say it and believe it in your heart, thou shalt have whatsoever thou sayest. Hallelujah. Now, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord, for confirming your word in here this morning. And thank you for frustrating the tokens of the liars. The lies that the enemy has told against your people that said they cannot accomplish anything. You know, and you know, there's no hope for them and so forth. And they, you know, there's all their struggles and so forth. The Lord said, I am he that frustrated the tokens of the liars. And he has frustrated those tokens of lies this morning. And he has brought the peace of God that passes understanding. And he's brought a resurrection into those things in your life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we declare it in the name of Jesus, and we believe it, we receive it by faith, and we say, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Now you may go back to your seats, and we're going to go into the breaking of the bread and seal off this thing that the Lord has given us today. Praise the name of the Lord. Give the Lord a hand clap this morning, everybody. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.